I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited and our show on the Dream Cycle. Most of this hour will be concerned with dreams. We're going to start, however, with Kurt Elling doing a Fred Hirsch setting of the Walt Whitman poem, The Sleeper, in 2006. And then we will hear the Gary Burton Quintet do a composition called Dreams So Real in 1975.
Stepping with light feet, swiftly and noiselessly stepping and stopping, bending with open eyes over the shadows. Wandering and confused, lost to myself, ill-assorted, contradictory, pausing, gazing, bending, and stopping. Solemn they look there, stretched and still. How quiet they breathe, the little children in their cradles. Couple sleep soundly in their bed, he with his palm on the hip of his wife, and she with her palm on the hip of the husband. The sisters sleep lovingly side by side in their bed. The men sleep lovingly side by side in theirs. And the mother sleeps with her little child, fully wrapped. The sleepers are very beautiful as they lie unclosed. They flow hand in hand over the whole earth, from east to west. as they lie, as they lie.
Thank you.
This is the Sleep Cycle on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Kurt Elling doing the Fred Hurst setting of the Walt Whitman poem, The Sleepers. He was on vocal, accompanied by Bob Menzer on tenor, Lawrence Hopgood on piano, Rob Mounsey on electric piano, Christian McBride bass, and Willie Jones on drums, a 2006 recordings. And then we heard the Gary Burton Quintet doing Dreams So Real, Burton on vibes, Mick Goodrick on guitar, Pat Metheny on electric 12-string guitar, Steve Swallow on electric bass, and Bob Moses on drums. We've got the Modern Jazz Quartet coming up in this hour, so please stay tuned. And a lot of tunes have been written about so-and-so's dream over the years in jazz. And so we're going to hear one of them. It's a very famous one. It's Nika's Dream with the Horace Silver Quintet, Blue Mitchell Trumpet, Junior Cook Tenor, Horace Silver Piano, Gene Taylor Bass, and Roy Brooks on drums. One of the things about dreams that I understand is that most theorists on what we're doing while we're sleeping is that a lot of our time is spent organizing what happened during the day and kind of filing it in your brain. So here is Nika's Dream. Thank you. listening to Jazz Unlimited and our show called The Sleep Cycle. We heard Nika's Dream, done by the Horace Silver Quintet of Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor, Horace Silver piano, Gene Taylor bass, and Roy Brooks on drums in 1960. Nika refers to the Baroness Panonika Koningsvarter, who was a great friend and help to a lot of jazz musicians, including Thelonious Monk in his final years. We've got more Kurt Elling, more Charles Mingus, and Gerald Clayton. Now we have a station break, and we're going to have a set of two. The first one is called Dream Dancing, Jerome Kern tune, I believe, Meredith D'Ambrosio on vocal with Eddie Higgins piano in 1989, and then something that happens with dreams, and that is they get plastic and malleable and move around and from one strange place to another. This is the Plastic Dreams recording by the Modern Jazz Quartet in 1971.
When day is done and night comes on, until the dawn, what do? I clasp your hand, wander through wonderland, dream dancing with you. We will dance between a sky serene and fields of green sparkling with dew. What joy is sublime whenever I spend my time dream dancing with you. Dream dancing, oh what a lucky windfall, touching you, clutching you all night through. So say you love me, dear, let me spend my career dream dancing through paradise prancing. Dream dancing with you. Oh. holding your hand, waltzing through wonderland. Dream dancing with you. What joy sublime, I'll be spending my time. Dream dancing with you. Dream dancing through paradise prancing. Dream dancing with you. Thank you.
listening to Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Meredith D'Ambrosio doing Dream Dancing. She's on vocal and is accompanied by Eddie Higgins on piano, Don Kaufman bass, and Danny Berger on drums in 1989. And then you can go from Dream Dancing to Plastic Dreams, because dreams morph into things. And that's a 1971 recording by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt Jackson vibes, John Lewis harpsichord, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums. We've got Annette Cohen and Pat Metheny and Jim Hall and Maynard Ferguson and the Birdland Dream Band coming up. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear one called Dolores Dream. This is Kurt Elling on vocal, and it's a example of vocalese. In other words, words set to a jazz solo. And the tune is Dolores, and Kurt calls it Dolores Dream. And he's on vocal with Lawrence Hobgood on piano and synthesizer, Eric Hochberg on bass, and Paul Wertico on drums and percussion from 1994.
The white electric skillet of a day threatened to sear us all away. Fat frying, spluttering, rank Chicago smeltering along, smothered in heavy woolly sweat. The city knew a sad regret for staying long in summer's heavy. No escape, delirious, so I went subterraneous. Maybe I dream about Dolores, kind of auburn hair and hazel eyes. Looking at her made chills go, even if she wasn't even there. And so I tried, put Wayne Shorter on to hide, and slept completely mystified. Bronk! Went a taxi cab outside to remind me nighttime was dawning. Then Laurie and Guy called, say let's go dancing and romance perchance. Summer times are sweeter at night. The music is swinging all the night. I put a bowl of coffee on. I took a heat. What with the daytime on the lam, jumped in my car uptown to scram, popped in a great Vaughn Freeman jam, and the coffee hit. Then we hit a jazz club called the Mill to get my second Thomas Hill. We had a great time hanging until I saw Dolores sweep into the room, and then my head began to swoon. I got a yen, she came right up to me, and when she spoke, my sweat broke, no joke. Then came on the thrills, and came on the chills. She got me to dance, I took a chance. Replying, although she was kinda shy, I stole a sweet kiss on the slide. Just a bye, and went Dolores side to side. You know it got me kinda high, she hit me right between the eyes. Thank you.
If there's one girl, I've got a member getting the not resting, just one girl. I've got to remember it's a.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Kurt Elling's vocalese on Wayne Shorter's Dolores. Elling was on vocal with Lawrence Hobgood piano synthesizer, Eric Hochberg bass, and Paul Wortico on drums and percussion in 1994. We've got Marilyn Crispell, Toshiko Akiyoshi, and Maynard Ferguson coming up with the Birdland Dream Band in the third hour, so please stay tuned. Now we have a station break, and then we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is a 31-piece orchestra conducted and arranged by Gunther Schuller at Alice Tully Hall in Lincoln Center in 1989, and the tune is Charles Mingus's The Children's Hour of Dream. It's a through-composed piece, no improvisation. And then Gerald Clayton and his trio of Joe Sanders on bass and Justin Brown on drums will play Trapped in a Dream. And I think all of us sometimes feel like we are trapped in a dream. And this is a 2009 recording. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two concludes the second hour of our show on Jazz Unlimited on the Sleep Cycle. The first one was a through-composed Charles Mingus piece called The Children's Hour of Dream, recorded in 1989, and then Trapped in a Dream by the Gerald Clayton Trio of Gerald on piano, Joe Sanders on bass, and Justin Brown on drums. That's a 2009 recording. I'd like to invite you to stay tuned for the third hour and more dreams, but also nightmares. Dreams and nightmares. Starting with Dreams If Time Weren't by Marilyn Crispell, following the station break.